Hi, it's Dave. So Tesla just finished their Q1 earnings call and Elon Musk shared a bombshell. I'm going to get to it in a second. Overall, though, Tesla earnings was fantastic. They reported record production, record deliveries, record profit. In fact, they reported over $1 billion in non-GAAP profit for the first time. I'm going to go over the numbers in a separate video, so subscribe to this channel if you haven't already to get notified. But here's the juiciest part, I think, of the earnings call, and this is the bombshell. Elon says that he thinks that Tesla can make the Model Y the best-selling vehicle of any kind, maybe next year. What does this mean? He thinks that the Model Y can be the best-selling car, period. Not just amongst premium and luxury cars, but actually amongst economy cars as well. So what is the best-selling vehicle, car or truck in the world? I looked it up and it seems to be the Toyota Corolla. In 2019, Toyota sold about 1.5 million Toyota Corollas around the world. And so what Elon is saying is he thinks that in 2022 or 2023, Tesla can deliver over 1.5 million Model Y cars. Now, this is kind of crazy because Tesla has always said that, hey, they think the Model 3 demand is about 500,000 or so. And they think the Model Y demand is like maybe double than that. So let's say 1 million. But it seems like Tesla and Elon Musk is saying that the demand for Model Y is off the charts. And this is surprising Tesla. And this is giving confidence to Elon to say, hey, we think we can actually sell 1.5 million cars. Model Y cars. And this is crazy. This is crazy in a few reasons. First off, it's a luxury car, right? So this is not a cheap $15,000 or $20,000 car. So in fact, if Tesla sells 1.5 million Model Y cars, this is like double than, let's say, a Corolla, right, in cost. So this is actually double the revenue than what, you know, the best-selling car in the world would get. Plus, Tesla gets better margins than a Corolla too from the Model Y. The second thing I think this shows us is that Tesla is super confident that they're going to be able to bring the cost of the Model Y down significantly. And I think they're going to actually lower the price incrementally over time to help boost the demand of the Model Y. So what does this mean? Tesla is expanding Model Y production in Shanghai. Then they're creating a new Model Y factory in Berlin, a new Model Y predominantly factory in Austin. These factories are the cutting edge, newest equipment, the fastest, most efficient production processes. They're going to be able to make the Model Y as cheap as possible. And we're talking about, I'm guessing, probably like $30,000, even less than $30,000 for a Model Y. I think they're going to be able to sell the Model Y for under $40,000. And probably in a few years, they can even bring that down even significantly, even more. So this is kind of the path forward for Tesla. And it's to really focus the next couple of years, next 1 or 2 years, on ramping the Model Y. Elon Musk says that Tesla sold 250,000 Model 3 vehicles in the last two quarters, which is about a 500,000 vehicle run rate just for the Model 3. Now, if you combine Model 3 with Model Y and the Model S and X, you've got about a 2 million car vehicle lineup there. And then you've got Cybertruck, right, and semi, so you add a few hundred thousand more for those vehicles, and you've got probably a 2.2, if not $2.3 million car lineup. And this sets up Tesla fantastic because in a couple of years, Tesla will release their $25,000 Tesla. And when they do that, I think the $25,000 Tesla can have a demand of, let's say, 10 million cars or even more going forward. It all depends on the cost and whether or not Tesla reduces the price in the future or not. Anyways, all this sounds crazy. I want to do this one exercise with you guys to bring down to numbers what it's going to look like for Tesla to deliver 2 million cars, let's say, in next year or the following year. So if Tesla delivers 2 million vehicles, that means in one quarter, Tesla is going to be able to deliver 500,000 vehicles just in one quarter, right? To give context, this last quarter, Tesla delivered 185,000 vehicles. So yeah, it's almost triple. Let's say there's an average sales price of $45,000. You're looking at a $22.5 billion revenue figure in just one quarter, right? So this is almost $100 billion annual run rate. If you do a 25% gross margin rate, you're looking at a gross profit of $5.6 billion just in one quarter. And if, let's say hypothetically, Tesla has operating expenses of about $2 billion. Now, this could be higher if they decide to invest more over the next year or not. Who knows, but it's flexible. But let's say it's $2 billion. This means operating income would be $3.6 billion. Now, you have some, you know, money you need to set aside for, let's say, interest expense and, you know, tax provision, et cetera. But still, we're looking at probably a net profit of at least, you know, $2.5 billion on a GAAP basis. And, you know, probably even $3 billion on a non-GAAP basis. But this is just for a quarter, right? So if you times that by four, it could be well over $10 billion per year of net profit that Tesla generates just within, let's say, the next 1 or 2 years. Now, this is what I call operating leverage. When Tesla's revenue increases rapidly because they're selling more cars and their operating expenses don't, you know, increase as much, you're getting massive amounts of income that is generated. And this is Tesla, the cash cow. This is the story of Tesla, I think, going forward for the next year or two and for years coming forward. It's going to be exciting to see what Tesla does. And just want to give this quick update. If you want to be notified for more videos like this, just subscribe to my channel, like the video. All my videos can be found as a podcast. Just look for Dave Lee on Investing in Your Favorite Audio Podcast Player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. And we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.